In this lesson, I'm going to talk about something called sweater knit copy. And this is something I actually learned from the website makealivingwriting.com. Good resource to check out, by the way, if you're into freelancing, which I'm not personally, but if you develop your writing skills, freelancing is definitely a great avenue for you. Now, Carol Tice, the owner of makealivingwriting.com, came up with this concept called sweater knit copy. And what she means by that is that each line of your writing should seamlessly weave into the next line. You want to make sure that each line that you put down has really earned its way onto the page. Most writers make the mistake, again, this comes from self-absorption, it comes from self-indulgence. They meander on and on and on, and they don't really honor their reader's time. Readers are very fickle. Readers will click away from your article the minute they don't think it's going to be the absolute most helpful, useful stuff that they can read. So you want to make sure that you are moving your reader down the page, that each line is woven together like a knit sweater. So what are some of the ways that you can do this? One way that you can do this is to simply omit needless words. Any word that does not belong on the page gets removed. If there is a phrase that has five words in it, but you can sum up in two words, do that. If you have two lines, two sentences, and they're both kind of saying the same thing, choose the better one. If you have entire paragraphs that are not really that useful and that don't add to the narrative, remove those. As a rule of thumb, you should always want to be cutting at least 25% of your work when you go through in the second pass. So omitting needless words is what can help you create that sweater knit copy effect. Another thing you can do is use transitional phrases, words like because, words like as a result of, things that can help move along the pace of the writing. Another thing that you can do is add contractions. So instead of saying you will, do you'll. Instead of saying we will, say we'll. So take words that can be contracted and that'll make the words go by quicker. It'll make the reader scan through quicker and it'll help move them down the page. Remove phrases like I believe, or I think that. People already know that you believe what you believe. People already know that you think what you think because you wrote it. So take away those phrases that are kind of hedging. Take away those phrases that make you sound less sure of yourself. Be confident. So don't use I believe or I think. Just go ahead and say what you're gonna say. The last one is active voice. An active voice is where you put the subject of what you're talking about after the verb. So what you don't want to do is say, John was shot. You want to say, somebody shot John. So I'll include more examples of active versus passive voice in the download, but active voice is where the object is actually put behind the verb instead of in front. So you don't want to say, John was shot, John was hit. You don't want to say, here is where I went was. Cut that part out, cut that part out, cut that part out, cut that part out. So active voice is really another way of pushing the reader along and using more active phrasing, which I'll show more examples of below. But in general, you want to use this sweater knit copy from top to bottom and make sure that readers are moving from the top to bottom of your page quickly. So when you're going through to edit your post, look at it. Notice if there are any kind of lulls or gaps that make you personally want to stop reading. The more you cultivate the ability to step outside of yourself and read it in a dispassionate way, as if you were the reader, the better your stuff is going to come across.